Today's Amud is Beitza Zayin Amud Beis. We're holding on Zayin Amud Beis, 10 lines on the top, by the two dots. So says the Gemara, Beshamei Oimrim Sar Bekazayas. We mentioned in the Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph, Machlaikis between Beshamei and Beis Hillel. We mentioned really three machlekesim. The first machlekes was about the Beitza Shanol de Biyamtiv. So we finished that discussion of a Beitza Shanol de Biyamtiv. And then the second machlekes that the Mishnah brought was a machlekes regarding Hilchas Pesach. Beis Shammai says that the shear for the Isser of owning chametz on Pesach, the shear for owning chametz is a kikai seves, and the shear for owning sa'ar, sourdough, which nowadays we all know what that is. So for owning sa'ar, the share of that is a kezayis. So chametz is more mekel. Chametz you have up until a kezavis, which is larger than a kezayis. Sa'ar you only have until a kezayis. That's the share for having sa'ar. Whereas Beis Hillel held that no, both sa'ar and chametz are both the same share. They're both a kezayis. So it comes out Beis Shammai is more mekel than Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says that the share for chametz is a kezavis, whereas as Beis Hillel says that the shear for chametz is a kezayis. And that's really why Rashi explains on the Mishnah, that's why this machlekes is even brought in Maseches Beitza, because the Mishnah is a list of three different machlekesim where Beis Shammai is more mekel than Beis Hillel. So again, so Beis Shammai said that the shear for chametz and kezavis are different, the shear for chametz and sa'ar is different, sa'ar is bekezayis and chametz is bekezavis. So says the Gemara now, my tamayu de Beis Shammai. How does Beis Shammai know that? What's Beis Shammai's makar? That chametz is a larger shear, is a more mekel shear than sa'ar. So says the Gemara, because im kain, if they would be the same shear, so lichtoi v'rachmano chametz v'loi bo'i sa'ar. So why does the Torah have to tell us that on Pesach you're not allowed to have chametz and sa'ar? Just say that you're not allowed to have chametz, and then I'll know you're not allowed to have sa'ar. V'ana amina, I'll make a kavu chaymer on my own, and I'll say, u'ma chametz she'en chimutzai kasha. If even chametz the Torah is machmir about, then you're not allowed to have chametz on Pesach. And that's because kezayis, and that the shear of it is a kezayis, that the kezayis of chametz is aser to own on Pesach. So sa'ar. So shechimutzai kasha elo kol shekem. Chametz, it's ain chimutzai kasha. Chametz, its leavening properties aren't so strong, meaning that chametz can't make something else rise. Sourdough, sa'ar, can make something else rise. So, says the Gemara, that, maybe it's referred to really like the starter of the sourdough. So when it comes to chametz, it can't make something else into chametz, and still the Torah says you can't have a kezayis of it. So kol shekein sa'ar, which even can make something else into chametz, it's mamish, it's real, it's a strong chametz, it can even make something else into chametz, so then surely sa'ar, you're not allowed to have a kezayis of that on Pesach. So sa'ar the kasav rachman olamali. So why does the Torah have to tell me not to own sa'ar? L'chayr it's pashut. If I can't own chametz and kol shekein, I can't own sa'ar. So says the Gemara, it must, says Beis Shammai reasoned, it must be, shi'urei shalzeh, loike shi'urei shalzeh. It must be, the Torah says both, because the shear is not the same. Why, by chametz it's more mekel. By chametz, the shear is a larger shear. The Torah doesn't tell us, but we could assume it's the next shear up. It's a kikos eves. Whereas the Torah then says you can't have sa'ar. It can't be with the same shear because that would be obvious. It must be even a more chomer shear. It must be even just the kezayis of sa'ar is a problem. So that's how we know it. That according to Beis Shammai, that's how we know that sa'ar, the shear for owning sa'ar is bekezayis, whereas the shear for owning chametz, it's bekekeseves. Says the Gemara, Beis Hillel, what does Beis Hillel respond back to this drasha, this kavuchaymer, this taina? Beis Hillel says back to no, the shearim are the same, and tzrichi. I need the Torah to tell me both that you're not allowed to own chametz, and that you're not allowed to own sa'ar. Both are needed. Why are they both needed? The ikas of rachmana sa'ar. If the Torah would have just told me that you're not allowed to own sa'ar on Pesach, hava mina mishum dechimutzei kasha. So I would say the Torah is only makbid on sa'ar, because it has this property to it, that it has it's very strong leavening properties, and it can make something else into chametz. Avol chametz, de'ein chimutzei kasha, where it's not kasha, so then I would say that, no, you're allowed to own chametz on Pesach. So therefore, tzricha. So that's why the Torah for sure needed to tell us that you can't own chametz. V'ikas of rachman chametz. And if the Torah would have just written chametz, like Beis Shammai suggested, the Torah should have done. It says Beis Hillel that no, if the Torah would have just wrote chametz, I would say, you know why it's usher to own chametz on Pesach? Mishum deroy la'achila, because you could come to eat it. Aval sa'ar she'ain roy la'achila. But sa'ar, which isn't edible, I guess again, it started talking about like the starter, so that's not something which is edible, you would never eat it, same alai, so I would think that maybe it's mutter to own sa'ar on Pesach. Therefore it's tzricha, therefore Beis Hillel, tainus back to Beis Shammai, that no, there's no kavu chaymer that you could have made, both sa'ar and chametz were necessary to be written explicitly in the Torah. Beis Hillel, affect the Gemara, Beis Hillel, less luhu the Reb Zera? Does Beis Shammai not hold of the following drasha of Reb Zera? Meaning not that Beis Shammai has to hold of everything Reb Zera said, but Reb Zera made a drasha from a pasuk, so it's coming ultimately from a pasuk. So does Beis Shammai not agree to the pasuk in the Torah? The Amr Reb Zera pointed out from the pasuk that pasuk hakasav b'sa'ar. We have a pasuk, it starts off talking about sa'ar, v'sayim b'chametz, and then it concludes talking about chametz. The pasuk on many gemaras written on the side, it says shivas yamim sa'ar le'yimatzei bivateichem. It says you're not allowed to have sa'ar, and then it says kichol eichel mechmetzes v'nichrasa nefesh ahi, because if you eat chametz, so then you're chayev kares. So which one is it? Is it sa'ar? Is it chametz? The Torah is like mixing the two together. So why is the Torah mixing both sa'ar and chametz together? So said Reb Zeira Leimer Lach, it must be to teach you that zehu sa'ar, zehu chametz, that it has the same halachis, it has the same shear. The shear for the iser of sa'ar is the same as the shear for the iser of chametz. Therefore the Torah puts the two together in the same pasuk to teach us that they're one and the same, that they have the same halachos. So, frak the Gemara now, so does Beis Shammai not hold like that? What does Beis Shammai do with this pasuk? This pasuk seems to equate sa'ar with chametz. So Reb Zeira said, you know why it's equated? Because they have the same shear. According to Beis Shammai, how does Beis Shammai understand this pasuk? L'chayr Beis Shammai has to agree to Reb Zeira. So then how could Beis Shammai say that they have two different shearim? So says the Gemara, that's two different topics. This pasuk that Reb Zeira was talking about is le'inyan achila. And says the Gemara, le'inyan achila, kuliyam olay pligi. When it comes to the isra of eating chametz, eating sa'ar on Pesach, which is what this pasuk is talking about, it says, kichol eichel mechmetzes v'nichor sa'nefeshahim me'adas Yisrael. It's talking about eating. So says the Gemara, when it comes to eating, Beis Shammai's ma'ida. Everybody holds when it comes to eating. So sa'ar and chametz have the same shear, the shear is the kazayas. Ki pligi, the machlaikas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is le'inyan beer, is when it comes to the isra of owning it, the chiv to get rid of it. That's the machlaikas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That Beis Shammai savri lo yalfinan beer mi'achila. Beis Shammai says that we do not learn out the isra and the chiv beer from the isra achila. So the isra achila, they're both a kazayas, but when it comes to beer, they have two different shurim. Well, Beis Hillel savri yalfinan beer me'achila. And Beis Hillel says that no, we do learn them out from each other. It says the Gemara that it mernami was stated also that Amr Rabbi Yosi bar Chaninam machlekes le'inyan beer. The machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is with regards to beer. Avol inyan achila devrei kol zev zev bekazayas. But when it comes to eating, so then everybody holds that the shear is a kazayas. It says the Gemara again, tani nami hachi. We also have a brisa that says this. The brisa says on the pasuk v'lo yeira elcha sa'ar, and it says v'lo yeira elcha chametz on the iser of owning it, on the chi of beer, and the Braisa comments on this pasuk and says, Zehu machlaikis shebein Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel. It's about this pasuk that we have a machlaikis between Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel. Shebeis Shammai oimrim sa'ar b'kazayis v'chametz b'kachayseves. Beis Shammai says that sa'ar, the shear for sa'ar is a kazayis, whereas chametz is a kachayseves. U'Beis Hillel oimrim zeves b'kazayis. And Beis Hillel says that no, both sa'ar and chametz is a kazayas. The shear for the chiv beer by both them is a kazayas. And again, the Gemara explained that the machlekes is about whether or not you're supposed to understand that the chiv beer is related to the isra achila. Should we learn out from the isra achila? Everyone agrees that by the isra achila, the shear by both them is a kazayas. Should we learn from the isra achila to the chiv beer? Beis Shammai says that we do not, and Beis Hillel says that we do. The Chasam Sofer explains that the Machlekes is based off of what we find that the Rishayim write in the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, many of the Rishonim over there say that the whole chi of beer, the reason why the Torah wants us to get rid of the chametz, is so that you don't come to eat it. So that's what Beis Hillel said. Beis Hillel held that the chi of beer is just a safeguard, it's a safeguard min ha-Torah, that you shouldn't come to eat the chametz. So being that the whole beer is to prevent Isra Achila, so of course then it would make sense that the Isra, that the chi of beer would be on whatever is Asr Ba'achila. So being that both chametz and Sa'ar are Asr to eat them when they're a kezayis, so too the chi of beer for both of them will be a kezayis, whereas Beis Shammai could be held, then no, the chi of beer is just the gzeiros hakasav. It's not so that you don't come to eat it. It's a chi of beer to get rid of chametz. Hashem doesn't want chametz existing in a Jewish person's property ownership on Pesach. Nothing to do with the Isra Achila. And therefore, Beis Shammai does not learn out from the Isra Achila to the chi of beer. Says the Gemara Vayter now. Now we move on to the third machlekes in the Mishnah. The third and final machlekes in the Mishnah was about Shechita, that Beis Shammai said, and Kisvei Adam. Right, so when you shech the chayor and an eif, so you have to cover the dam. Many of us just did kaparas on Yom Kippur, on Erev Yom Kippur, and anyone who did it with a bird, so after the sheichet shechts the bird, so you take some dirt and you cover the dam. That's something that we do both by birds and by chayis. So now Beis Shammai said that if a person shechts a chay and eif and Yom Tif, so you're allowed to do that and then take some dirt and cover it up, and that's completely fine. Beis Hillel said that no, you can't do the shechita of a chaya and an eif unless you already have dirt that's already prepared. But you can't go ahead, do the shechita, and then go dig dirt on Yantif. Now, Beis Hillel's maida we said in the Mishnah, that if you did the shechita, you weren't supposed to, but if you did, so now you could go ahead and you could dig and get some dirt to perform the mitzvah of Kisvei Adam. But lechatchila, if you don't have dirt prepared, Beis Hillel said you're not allowed to do the shechita. And Beis Shammai said that no, you are allowed to. So now says the Gemara, that would seem to be, the way we just said it over, that seems to be the Machlaikis in the Mishnah. However, the Gemara now is gonna point out that the Lashon of the Mishnah is still very shver. The Mishnah says, HaShoychid Chaya V'Oif B'Yomtev. It says it like in a Lashon of Bidyevet. HaShoychid Chaya V'Oif B'Yomtev. That Beis Shammai says, one who shechs a chayin and oif, sounds almost like you weren't supposed to do it. But one who did it, so now you could do Kisei Adam. So it says the Gemara, HaShoychid D'Evedin, L'chadchila loy. It's mashma that even Beis Shammai did not allow shechita l'chadchila if you didn't have dirt already prepared. If you didn't have dirt prepared before the shechita, so Beis Shammai was not allowing you to go ahead and shech l'chadchila. It's only if you did shech, so now you could cover it up with the dirt. You could go dig and get some dirt on Yontif. But, and we'll discuss more in the following share, the Isra of digging the dirt, but for now, the Gemara is saying that it's Asr to dig dirt on Yantif, and Beis Shammai was only matter b'di'evet if you did the Shechita, but not that you could l'chatchila do Shechita without having dirt already prepared. That's what's mashma from the Lashon of HaShoychei. We'll ask the Gemara, imaseifa, but then look at Beis Hillel in the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah says, Beis Hillel Aimrim, lo yishchait. Beis Hillel says, no, l'chatchila, you're not supposed to shecht. And Beis Hillel said, but if you did, so now you could cover it up with dirt. So, mechlad atanakama savar yishchait. So that's mashma, that Beis Shammai held that you could shecht even l'chatchila. You can't say that Beis Shammai's heter was only b'di'evid, because that's what Beis Hillel then says in the Hemshech of the Mishnah. Beis Hillel says you shouldn't shecht, but if you did, so now you could go ahead and you could go dig some dirt and cover it. So that's mashma that Beis Shammai held it was mutar l'chatchila to do this. But then the Lashon of the Mishnah is HaShoychit, so that's the Lashon of Vidyevet. So it says the Gemara, Halei Kasha. The Gemara says it's not a Kasha. Lo Yishchit V'yechasa Kamer. When Beis Hillel said that you're not allowed to shecht, and it's only if you did, so now you could cover it up with dirt, that's not the way to read the Mishnah. Beis Hillel wasn't just asering the Shechita L'chatchila, he wasn't just saying not to do the Shechita L'chatchila, he was saying, Lo Yishchit V'yechasa Kamer. He was saying, not only that, you shouldn't even do the Kisvei Adam. That even if you did the Shechita, still L'chatchila, you shouldn't do Kisvei Adam. That's Beis Hillel Shita. Well, says the Gemara, that doesn't make sense, because Eim HaSeifa. The Seifa of Beis Hillel says Lahedya that you do Kisvei Adam. It says, Umaydim Shem Shachat Shiach Per Bedeker V'Yichase. It says that Beis Hillel's Maida, that if a person did Shacht when he wasn't supposed to, so he should go dig and go get some dirt, dig up some dirt, and he should do Kisvei Adam. So Mechlad the Reisha loved the Evedu. So it sounds like, again, in the Reisha, that Beis Shammai was matter all of this even Lechatchila. Beis Hillel is only matter by the Eved. That's Mashma. That what Beis Hillel was matter by the Eved, Beis Shammai was matter even Lechatchila. But then how do we deal with the fact the Mishnah starts off with the Lashon of Ha Sheikhe, which means one who shechs, which sounds like he's not allowed to do it. It's just one who did it. So then this is the din. So that's the Gemara's kasha now. How do we reconcile this, that from the Mashmois of the Mishnah, from the context, it sounds like Beis Shammai is being matter, the Shechita L'Chatchila, but from the Lashon of the Mishnah, it sounds like it's only B'dieved. So says the Gemara two terutzim, which are really the same exact teretz, just they switch a detail, nothing to do with how they're explaining the Mishnah, they switch a detail in Hilchos Kisei Adam. Says the Gemara, I'm a rabbi, Hachi Kamer, this is what the Mishnah means to say, that Ha Sheichet Shebali Malech, we're not talking about one who shechs. Hashaychid is referring to the person. The person who's a shaychid by profession, hashaychid shabali malech, a shaychid who comes to the Rav to ask him a shayla. Ketzad oimer loy. So what do you tell him? He wants to do shchit on yantif. He doesn't have offer. He doesn't have dirt. So what do you tell him? So Beshami oimerim, Beshami says, oimer loy, you tell him, shchit chafur v'chasei. Go ahead, do the shchita. And then you'll dig up some dirt. And you'll cover it. You'll do kisei adam. No problems. Lechat chila. Go ahead. Whereas Beis Hillel said that no, you can't do the shechita unless you already have afar muchan from the day. So again, so the Gemara is just answering that the lashon that the Mishnah says of hashaychet, not to be medayik that Beis Shammai was only being matter the shechita b'diavad. Hashaychet was talking about the shaychet, not one who shechts. The translation of hashaychet is the shechter who comes to ask a shaylo. So this is what we tell him. And Rabbi Yosef says the same thing. Rabbi Yosef Amar Hachi Kamer, Hashaychet Shibalaham Limalech, it comes to ask the Shaila what to do. So Kate said, Aymer Lo, what do you tell him? Beishami Aymer Lo, you tell him, Leich Chafor Shechait V'chasei, you tell him, go dig up some dirt, do the Shechita, and then cover it up. But Beisel Aymerim Lo Yishchait, Elam Kin Hayo Lo Yafar Mucham Yibayidyayim. Whereas Beisel says, no, you don't tell him to do the Shechita unless he already has offer that's already ready when it was still day. So what's the difference between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef? So the difference is if you look carefully in the Lashon that they say, so they switch the order a little bit in Beis Shammai. Rabbi says that according to Beis Shammai, you tell him, Shchait Chafur V'chase. You tell him first do the Shechita, then dig up some dirt, and then take that dirt and cover the dam, put it over the dam and do Kisei Adam. Rabbi Yosef switches the order. He says that according to Beis Shammai, we tell the Sheikhe, Chafor, first dig some dirt, then we tell him Shchait, do the Shechita, and then take that dirt, V'chasei, and cover it up. So what's the Machlaikis? So says the Gemara, Amar Le Abaye Le Rabbi Yosef, Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, he said to Rabbi Yosef, Lema Mar V'Rabbo, Bid Rab Zeira Amar Rav Kamipal Gisu. That it seems that you and Rabbo, who has switched the order over here, of how what exactly Beis Shammai says to tell the Sheikhe, it seems like you're arguing in Rav. Da'am Rab Zeira Amar Rav, Rab Zeira said in the name of Rav, that HaSheikhe, Tzarech Sheyitein Afar Lamata V'Afar Lamala. That when you do Kisei Adam, so the dam has to have offer underneath it, so there has to first be offer there. Then you do the Shechita, so the dam spills out on top of the offer, and then you put offer on top, so it has an offer sandwich, offer on the bottom and offer on top, with the dam in the middle. And what's the Makar? Says Rav Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vishafach as damai v'chisahu be'offer. It says you should, when you spill its blood, so you cover it up in dirt. Afar lo nemer, it doesn't say you cover it up with dirt. Ela be'afar, it says in dirt. You cover it up in dirt. Melameh shasheichet tzarech sheyitein afar lamata v'afar lamala. In dirt is mashma like it's sandwiched in dirt, that there's dirt underneath and dirt on top. So that's what Rav said. That's the halacha by Kisei Adam, that there's supposed to be dirt on the bottom and dirt on top. So now, says Abaye to Rabbi Yosef, that I now with that statement of Rav, I can understand the machlokes between you and Rabba. Demar isle de Reb Zeira, v'Rabba lasle de Reb Zeira. You hold the Reb Zeira that there has to be a dirt sandwich. Therefore, you said that according to Beis Shammai, you tell the Sheikhet, Chafur Shechait v'chasei. First, dig up some dirt because you need to have afar lamata, and then do the shechita and then cover it up with dirt. Whereas Rabba, who said that first you tell him to do the shechita, there's no dirt. So Rabbah clearly holds that you don't need afra lamata. You just need to cover it with dirt on top. You don't need to have the dirt sandwich. You don't need to have the dirt on the bottom. So that's what Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef. However, Amar Lei, Rabbi Yosef said back to Abaye that no, Bein le didi ubein le rabba is on the Reb Zera. No, me and both Rabba, both of us, we both hold the Reb Zera. Meaning even Rabba holds a Reb Zera. V'haka mipalginan. This is what our Machlaikis is based off of. The Rabba Savar, Iika afar lamata in iloi loi. Rabba says we're not going to give a heter even according to Beis Shammai. If you don't already have afar lamata, so we're not going to give you a heter to first go ahead and dig, and then do the shechita. And the reason for that is because chayshin and dima mamlech v'lo shachet. Maybe you'll end up changing your mind, and you won't end up performing the shechita. So we're not going to allow you to do malacha before you do the shechita. If you don't have dirt lamata, we're not going to allow you to go dig, get dirt, put that lamata, and then do the shechita. Because what happens if you back out from the shechita? Then you dug out that dirt for no good reason. So Rabba only gave a heter if you already have afar lamata. That's why Rabba said that you tell the sheichet, Shchait chafar v'chasei. Do the shechita because you already have afar lamata. Uledidi, however, me, says Rabbi Yosef, Adrabba, I say the opposite. Ha'adifa, better that he should still do that he should still dig up some dirt. Even if he has no afar lamata, he should dig up some dirt and get there to be afar lamata. There's a chashash that maybe he'll back out. Still, this way is better. D'iloy sharaslay, because if you don't permit him to do it like this, asilim nuyem yisimchas yamtif. So he's not going to have his sudas yamtif. He's not going to have some delicious fresh chicken. So because of that, says Rabbi Yosef, I say better to take the chance and have him dig the dirt first. So says Rabbi Yosef to Abaye, that's the machlekes between me and Rabba. Both of us hold like Rav, that you have to have afar lamata and afar lamalo. The machlekes is just whether or not, according to Beis Shammai, we let a person do a shechita if he doesn't already have afar lamata. He for sure doesn't have afar lamalo. Do we need it to be according to Beis Shammai that he has afar lamata? According to Rabba, there needs to be afar lamata. Whereas me, says Rabbi Yosef, if I hold even if there's no afar lamata, according to Beis Shammai, we tell him, dig, get some dirt, put the lamata, do the shechita, and then cover it up with some more dirt.